Welcome to the United Voices podcast. At United Way Waterloo Region Communities, we believe in amplifying the voices of those making a real difference in our community. United Voices is a space where we highlight leaders, changemakers, and organizations working tirelessly to create a more inclusive and supportive Waterloo region. Today, we are honored to welcome Dua Al-Ghahar, Executive Director of Muslim Social Services, and a recent recipient of the prestigious King Charles III Medal of Honor. Dua is a passionate advocate for community support, inclusion, and social justice.
Welcome, Dua. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I guess to get things started for folks, can you tell us a bit about the work of Muslim Social Services here in Waterloo Region?
So Muslim Social Services is a charitable organization that provide culturally sensitive counseling services to Muslims and non-Muslims in the region. Our mission is to foster an inclusive, healthy, strong community where individuals feel respect and valued. And also we are trying to create a sense of belonging. So Muslim Social Services done a lot of things beside counseling services. So we do the key activities of Muslim Social Services. We do community outreach initiatives, counseling services, and building capacity building programs. And also we address issues such as mental health, family well-being, integration challenges, Islamophobia, and community development. So we have like the healing through art, the resilience skills, mindful gardening, and thrive together. We have programs for senior kids, women, men. We are trying to answer the needs of marginalized community here in Waterloo region. Having said that, we felt like, you know, we empower individuals and families to build resiliency, overcome barriers, and thrive. Beside all this, as I said, like, you know, we do a lot of community initiative where Monday we will cook 450 meals to unhoused people in collaboration with Islamic Relief and Ray of Hope. We do distribute food hamper during month of Ramadan. We also do distribute a warmth kit to people who are living in tent. Our staff last year, they went tent by tent just to distribute blankets, hygiene items, dry food to make sure people who are living in tent on Victoria Street, they can, like, you know, they don't feel cold and they have something to eat.
So Dua, I know you've identified like a lot of the work that you and your team are doing. So service to families, I know you folks have youth-focused programs. Okay. And so there's a lot of different members of both the Muslim community and then also, mm-hmm. as you said, non-Muslims. What are you hearing right now from the folks that you're serving?
So basically, to be honest, the most word we hear from people that we are serving, the safe space that we provide at Muslim Social Services, especially what is going around the world and like how people, they don't feel safe. Like, you know, mm-hmm. when they come to our programs, they feel this sense of like, you know, belonging, where they feel safe to share their experience, to talk what is going on, how our counselors at the group therapy provide them with the tools to navigate these challenges through these, like, you know, especially what happened in Gaza and what happened in Syria, all these kind of things, they feel unsafe, even like, you know, they are here living in Canada. But providing the safe space and the sense of belonging, and this is where it makes them thrive, not only survive, through providing the right, the quality services and the programs that we do at Muslim Social Services.
We've heard this before talking with other service providers around belonging. Sometimes that word can feel very high level. It can mean a lot of things to different people. Like, why is belonging important? And how do you make that happen on the ground working with the folks that you do?
So basically, I can give you a few examples of like the successful stories that happening when a woman, she was isolated here in Waterloo region for 9 years. When she heard about the counseling service as MSS, she started coming to us where she felt, this is my family. This is where I feel there is a family, where I was isolated 9 years. I don't know anyone, but now at Muslim Social Services, when I come to the programs, my mental health, my well-being is completely different when I leave the program or when I leave the counseling services. She said she tried to commit suicide 3 times, but after the counseling services, her life changed completely. And now she is even she started opening her own business, where she was isolated, and now she's thriving in the region, and she has her own business where she cooks for others, and her food is really delicious. This is one of the cases. We have the Mindful Gardening Project, where we have 80 years woman. She takes 3 buses from Waterloo just to be with us at this program. This program, we have it with the indigenous community, where the Muslims and indigenous people, they come together, where we learn from each other, and we build this trust, and they felt the sense of belonging. They said the seed that we plant in this earth is not just the seed like we are planting. We are connecting our roots to our, back home. So when they see these seeds, growing, especially they bring these seeds from their country, by the way, and they plant them here in Canada. When they see these seeds growing, this is where it gives them the sense of belonging. They feel like welcome, the socialized piece, where when they come to join the gardening project. This 80 years old, she said, I come every Friday to join this program because I feel completely different when I go back home.
Yeah,
but there's a big impact on her mental health and well-being.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's just connections that your organization has with other communities. So indigenous communities is just being one example, and how important it is for organizations like yours to be able to have those connections to be able to deliver your services, not just to your clients, but also the ways that you kind of work together to help other organizations' clients, or help other organizations to understand how they can better reach members of their community. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about some of those relationships, because there's a number of them that folks might not be aware of.
Yes, absolutely. I just want to give you an example. We have the strength of Muslim Social Services lay under the diversity that we have in our team, in our board, and also the people we are serving. With Muslim Social Services, we serve everyone. As I mentioned, Muslims and non-Muslims, this is where people, they feel empowered. Where many organizations such as Camino, when they have clients who are seeking counseling, they refer the clients to Muslim Social Services. The same as with Family and Children Services, where when they have a family who are struggling from marginalized community, they refer them to Muslim Social Services. Now also the school board, now any cases in a school, they start refer the client, the students who are seeking culturally sensitive counseling to us. We are building this trust in the region, where we received many, many referrals from other organizations. And also we are expanding in Cambridge, where we received many counseling cases from Cambridge. This is where we have a good collaboration with Porch Light, where they offer us a space in Porch Light. So the client, instead of coming to Kitchener, we can meet them in Cambridge, and they can seek counseling at Porch Light in collaboration with Muslim Social Services.
You mentioned about culturally competent care. And so that's a phrase that's certainly used in a number of different social service providers. So help listeners who may be not familiar with that. What does that mean, and why is it important?
It is really important when we have a client, to be honest, before why MSS exists and why we open this culturally sensitive counseling services, because when the clients, they come from a culture where there is war and trauma, and they seek a counseling with Western counseling, the counselor doesn't live in this experience of war, doesn't understand the culture, doesn't speak the language, the healing process wasn't good. But when the clients, we match them with the exactly let's say I have the clients who are from Iraq, and I have a counselor who's from Iraq. So this counselor speaks the language, understand the culture. We found out that the healing process is so faster when you match the client with the counselor who speaks the language and who understand the culture. It was really a game changer for our clients when we provide this kind of counseling. We have many counselors in our team. They speak like Arabic, Hindi, Punjabi, Urdu, Tigrinian, and they are from different cultures. This is where it makes our services very, very, like, you know, professional and very needed in Waterloo region and around.
There's that person-centered care, that cultural competency that you can bring to the work you do with folks. There's that referral process that happens sometimes in either direction with folks like Camino, but then also there can be learning opportunities in terms of some of the skill sets and expertise that perhaps Camino might have, but then also obviously some of the expertise that your team has at Muslim Social Services. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so our counselors, most of them, they are very professional. We don't have social worker. Most of them, they have MSW and RSW, and they have this credential. This is because, to be honest, I believe we are dealing with people's lives, and we need to hire very professional counselor who are dealing with these cases. You know, one of the example, we have a high school students who reach out to us. He has his plan to end his life. Like, he has everything is ready. As soon as he reached to counseling, his life changed 180 degree. He started going to school. Now he's graduated from university. He's in very good position. And every time he sends us to thank us for saving his life and turning his life to be better. So these kind of things, the quality of service we are providing, it's really important.
Well, you mentioned earlier about belonging. And in order to feel that sense of belonging, there needs to be that trust. Is there anything else you wanted to sort of maybe note that we haven't discussed?
We started as a small organization. Now we are expanding. As I mentioned, our services needed in Cambridge, and also some of the organization in Guelph, they reach out to us. But we can do this with limited resources. And as I say, the most important for us is to provide quality services. And I would like to thank United Way to provide the fund, the platform, and the model of funding where they support general operation. Without United Way, we couldn't keep our door open. We couldn't hire many diverse counselors. We couldn't provide this excellent services in Waterloo region.
Thank you so much, Dua. Actually, a question I have, because I think with the world situation, you mentioned about, you know, world circumstances with what's happened in Gaza, what's happened in Syria, ongoing political things in the world, and it can be very easy to look at all that's kind of going wrong. And honestly, that's valid. But at the same time, what gives you and your team some hope?
Actually, when these kind of things, what I would like to bring the communities together. So this is where we provide healing circle, where everyone, they can come together and they share, like, you know, or we can grieve together sometimes. Okay. Yep. And as I mentioned, by providing the safe space, we are creating the environment where people, they can grieve. They can find the sense of belonging, the sense of community, where, like, you know, everyone here is as a family. So we try to turn the bad times to good times. We are turning the challenges to growth opportunity, where we don't focus on the bad things, we focus on the good things. So this is where, like, you know, and this is my philosophy. The challenges, I use it as a stairs to grow instead of obstacle to stop me from doing good. We can empower each other, how we can support each other. So, like, you know, I know what is happening outside, we can't control it, but we can control what is going on inside ourselves. So by looking after the mental health and the well-being of the people we are serving, this is where we are controlling things inside ourselves.
Belonging gets tossed about as a feel-good word that can be very hard to pin down, but it's crucial to building and maintaining hope to make things better. We heard today from Muslim Social Services about how Dua and her team meet the people they serve, Muslims and non-Muslims, where they're at. When any of us seek help, we want to know that our supports can relate to us and our experiences, whether around faith, trauma, or other cultural experiences.
We want to know that we can trust them with our stories. These supports don't just end with the people organizations like Muslim Social Services serve. They also work alongside government, faith communities, and other social services to share their expertise and collaborate. So to do things like reducing wait lists for critical supports, including counseling. On behalf of United Way Waterloo Region communities, thank you for taking the time to listen and for caring about our community. Your support means everything. Until next time, stay inspired, stay united, and we'll see you in the next episode.